Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm back. And this is the Work for Life show, and I'll be a leader. I'm so glad to be able to talk with you today. Today is Tuesday, May 5th, 2015. It's 4:30 p.m. Central Time. The show comes to you from Texas. Here at the Work for Life show, we believe that no one can progress beyond their own attitude, actions, and abilities. Those are the three main things that can set us up for failure or for the best life possible. You got to have a good attitude. You got to take the right actions. You got to have the right abilities based on what your goals are. And, of course, one other thing, your attire. The clothing that you wear represents who you are. So your attire must fit not just the work that you do, but the work that you intend to do in the future. So here at the Work for Life show, we help people. Whether your goal is to find a 9-to-5 job or if your goal is to get training so that you can update your skills so that you can switch careers, or if your goal is to have your own business. Well, over the last 60 days, we've been talking about owning your own business. And we've been giving enough information to listeners who want to own their own business to have gotten started. So if you want to own your own business, I have several shows here that I did during March and during April that you can listen to from the archive files. And using those shows, you'll be able to begin your own business based on where you are right now and what resources you actually have access to. So today, I want to talk to you about my show, which is titled Unleash the Entrepreneur Spirit in You. That's what I want you to do. You know, everyone works hard for a reason. We want to live a comfortable life. We want to retire and have a great retirement once we're no longer working. And we want to have financial and medical problems under control, so that when we reach retirement, we're not broke in the pocket and broke in the body. And that's what Work for Life is about, getting you to have an abundance of money and an abundance when it comes to health. You can start your own business. And that's what I'm talking to people about during the rest of this month, starting your own business. If you have thought about starting your own business and you just couldn't muster what it takes to do it, it's a lot of reasons. Now, one reason a lot of people I know, me for one, I did not start my own business when I was a very young lady. The reason? Because I and my husband were raising a family, and we had to make sure we kept our medical insurance going. So we could not take the risk of leaving a job where we were 40 hours a week paid and we had all our medical expenses taken care of because we worked and earned that money to take care of our medical. So we had to stay on the job. Well, it's a new day in America. And in America today, we have what we call the Affordable Care Act. And the Affordable Care Act has freed up entrepreneurs to be able to walk away from those 40, 50, 60-hour week jobs and start their own businesses or fewer hours somewhere and work part-time with your business or to put all of your time into your business and find a piece of job somewhere where you can just keep your your expenses coming in while you begin to fund your business. So the first thing I want to tell you about letting unleash your entrepreneur spirit, you got to love what you want to do. You got to love life. You got to love people that's around you and love to make contact with people, because that's the way you're going to get what you need when you need it if you're going to operate your own business. You never know who it is that has something to offer you. But if you don't unleash the love, you can forget about unleashing the entrepreneur spirit. So the first thing I want to tell you that you're going to need to do if you're going to be an entrepreneur, let that hurt that you have in your heart heal. Let that animosity that you have in your heart dissolve. Let love rise in your spirit, and then unleash the entrepreneur spirit that's in you. When there's pain and hurt in our bodies, our focus is on that hate. If there's hatred in our bodies, our focus is on that hatred. But if there's love in our bodies, we flourish. We're passing out love everywhere we go, and that love draws people to us. And that's how you're going to have to do if you intend to unleash the entrepreneurial spirit in you. You got to know what you're worth beyond a doubt as a business person. You got to know who you are not, so you're not trying to do things that you're not capable of doing. And you got to do what brings you joy. And you got to go for it. Dream the dreams you want for your work for life. Have a journal and write down things that give you pleasure in that journal as you keep track of the plans that you need to follow through on day by day. Visualize your ideal day and make it happen in your life. Right now, beginning now, because this is about you, your todays, and your tomorrows. So you got to make a commitment to change if you want to unleash the entrepreneurial spirit in you. Don't procrastinate. You got to have a plan. You got to have a journal and keep it simple and write down things that you need to do so that you will not forget what needs to be done. Every day, use your journal. Make a list of things that's important. Set priorities. Start with the most important thing every day and get it done. So if you run out of time, the most important task has been completed. And then move the task you didn't complete over to the next day. Don't beat up on yourself. Keep moving. Make everything you do meaningful for you. Have a good time doing it. Repeat your goals over and over to yourself. Talk about your goals. Reward yourself when you reach your goals. Remind yourself why you are doing these things. When you pass on something that's going to cost you extra money, remind yourself why you are passing on that. Don't say, oh, I feel bad. Remind yourself, I'm passing today for a better tomorrow. Make sure that you let everybody know what your intentions are as an entrepreneur and think as an entrepreneur. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your coworkers, tell the people at church, tell everybody what you're doing. And if you're doing something that they can contribute to, such as purchasing your goods or products or services, definitely. Tell people. Whatever things you need to do, make sure you get help doing them. You're going to be an entrepreneur. You might need to hire somebody. Think about that. You might can only hire somebody one day a week. But on that one day a week, those things that person will be doing will be things that's necessary for you to reach your goals. Because you'll be building up a relationship with somebody who could prove valuable to you along the way. So you need to divide your projects, and you need to take the tasks and find as many other people as you can to help you complete those tasks on a day-by-day basis. You got to get things done, and you have to make sure that every tomorrow is better than today. That's how you're going to unleash that entrepreneurial spirit that's in you. Because when you are out there and you're talking about the things that you do and going to do and have done, other people are paying attention to you, and they are in awe that you are doing these things, and they can't believe that you took these opportunities and you these chances, and you're going to feel good about yourself because you see people admiring what it is that you're doing. So ask yourself, why haven't you started that business yet? What's holding you back? You know, most Americans would rather work for themselves. All kinds of statistics have been done to show that most Americans would prefer working for themselves. So my question to you is, why is it that you're not already working for yourself? Why do you think that is? Well, a lot of times it's not a money issue. People don't start their businesses, a lot of times it's not because they don't have the money. It's not because they don't have the time. Generally, they're thinking about reasons that they think they're going to fail. And that really becomes the reason that people don't start their own businesses, because they think about the possibilities of failure, and they focus more on the failure that can come from what they're doing than focusing on the results that are positive in the direction that they want to go. There will be failures, but every day, every tomorrow can be better than yesterday if you make that your goal. That's a fact. Dance like you're dancing with the wolves. You get out there and you do all the things that you have to do without any regard to how somebody else is going to think about it or how somebody's going to view you if it doesn't work. Just keep doing. Keep moving. Every step you can make and put that little cha-cha step in there and pat yourself on the back. Just dance like you're dancing with the wolves and be happy with every step that you take. That's how you unleash the entrepreneur spirit. Because your goals are definitely reachable. They are. But you have to realize that they are, and you have to speak that they are, and you have to claim that they are. Don't speak what you do not want to be. Speak only that which you desire. And that's how you get to where you want to be. Yes, there are going to be barriers. But you cannot allow those barriers to stop you from moving forward. You might have to go under one, over one, around one, or knock one down. But you need to keep going. Because any barrier, any obstacle is only as great as you allow it to be. And some people don't start business because they don't have no ideas. They want to, but they just can't come up with something. And some feel like it's nothing that they can do. Well, you need to sit down and have a real good talk with the self that's telling you these things. And I can promise you there's a self there that will come up with some ideas and that will tell you something about the skills that you have. You got to be willing to take the risk. And if you don't take the risk, guess what? You only have yourself to blame. So as you are moving toward your unleashing this entrepreneurial spirit, talk about it. Talk to them. From your mouth, they need to hear what it is you're doing and what your goals are and what they can expect to see. So you talk to friends and family, neighbors and strangers, everybody. And then have them to talk to their friends and family. Pass the word of what it is you're doing and you need help. You need to be supported. You need to advertise. That's something most small businesses won't do and home businesses never think of. But I'm talking to you about home-based businesses these days. I call it the home helper services. And the reason I call them home helper services is because right from your home, you can come up with ideas to help people in their homes, and you can make money. Right from your home, come up with ideas to help businesses in your area, and you make money by helping them. You can provide all types of services. It's up to you. You must advertise so people know that you are providing these goods and services. You must tell everybody you know and ask them to tell everybody you know. You must find a way to use the internet so that you can shop your wares there so people will see you by the hundreds of thousands. And as you begin to do your work and sell your goods and services, then you can depend on repeat business, and you can always tell your clients to tell others. That's how you get ahead. You can unleash your entrepreneur spirit. Now, yesterday, I gave you a list of a lot of businesses. And I have several archive shows to help you. Now, what I want you to do is invest now in starting your business and having your first customer in 30 days or less. So since today is the 5th, I'm going to say have your first customer no later than the last day of May 2015. I can help you. I'm here to help you. You tell me what your need is, and I'll provide that need because I know what it takes. Most people work all their adult lives, and they retire with debt and worry and little of the things they need and next to none of the things they want. With Work for Life assistance, you get on the road to a successful daily life, and you get on the road to a life of pleasure. And this life of pleasure will be with you, and it'll be yours in your retirement. It's all about doing what you can do now with what you have and making every day better than the day before. Wait no longer for someday. Wait no longer for someone. Initiate every action and do everything possible to generate a return action. For once you are ready to unleash the entrepreneur spirit in you, then you are ready for Work for Life to guide you along the way. And I'll be here with you every step of the way until you get that first customer, and I'll help you every step of the way. So right now, I want you to click on the follow button. I want you to email me. That's WFL@workforlife.net. And I want you to send me a single-page business plan. And together, we're going to change your life. Now, you can send me a message right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. Right on the message board here. After you follow, you have to follow me to use the message board. But look, I'm here. Oh, title, if you're interested in this, in the home helper services, then please title your email and title your message on the message board, Home Helper Services. That's home, H-O-M-E, helper, H-E-L-P-E-R, services, S-E-R-V-I-C-E-S. Okay? Now I'm looking to hear from you, and I want to help you. And if you're here in the Houston area, I will be doing workshops. I'm doing a workshop every week in May. So, unleash the entrepreneur spirit in you. Get busy. make these things happen. Put on a full armor. Be ready to duke it out no matter what. Just invest whatever you have today in a better tomorrow. You don't have to say, I need to wait for this or wait for that. You got everything that you need right now, including Work for Life being here to guide you. There's nothing else to ask for. We're on the way. I'm waiting to hear from you. Follow me. Send me an email or send me a message right here at Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in to the Work for Life show. I'll be a leader. Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Work for Life BEA. Till the next time, I'm the leader, and I want you to start now and be a leader.